Amazing Tony Allen there talking to the BBC's Leslie Gough. Europe's leading contemporary African art fair was held here in London this week. It showcased work by more than 100 artists from across the continent. The event has nearly doubled in size since its enormously successful debut last year, speaking to the growing international interest in and market for contemporary African art. Focus on Africa's Sara Moshtohazadeh has been to visit.
I'm at Somerset House, which is a magnificent, stately building right on the banks of the River Thames in London. It's got a fountain that's spurting water up through the middle of the courtyard. I'm here for 1 for 54. It's a contemporary African art fair. So let's go pop inside and learn a little bit more about the fair. I'm with Koyo Kuo. She is the curator of this fair, and she's also the founder of Raw Material Company in Senegal. This is an exhibit, a celebration of African art. But is that concept of African art sort of problematic? I mean, can you sort of lump the work of what are very diverse countries under one umbrella?
We are absolutely aware of the diversity, but on the other hand, I really think that the international art world is so Eurocentric. And for that, I really think that it is absolutely just and right that we specialize ourselves.
Now let's go take a look at the work of Ajani, a Cameroonian artist who's exhibiting at Knight Webb Gallery in London, which has its very own room here at the fair.
Growing up as a young man in Cameroon, I wanted to become a footballer, a professional footballer, and I was blessed with a lot of talent. But my father didn't really allow me because he thought that I was an underdog. It was a white man thing to make money from that, and he was a businessman. That was very depressing. So because I wasn't allowed to do that, I had to write about it or draw about it.
Is there a particular work here that expresses that journey and those emotions?
Yes, the most important one is the big piece, which is called The Prowess of a Mutant Underdog.
It's actually painted on four doors, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's very colorful, very vivid greens and reds.
As far as I'm concerned, the message that I'm trying to pass here is that you have to give people a chance to express themselves.
I am in the room displaying art from Art Lab Africa, which is a gallery based in Nairobi, Kenya. I'm with Arlene Wandera. Arlene, tell me a little bit about your work.
I think the most relatable piece here at the moment is a doll's house. It's titled I've Always Wanted a Doll's House. It sort of stems from me sort of having grown up in Nairobi, but moved here to London just before my teens. And, you know, my family wasn't that wealthy back then, and we couldn't afford anything sort of, you know, amazing in terms of toys. You had to kind of make your own things and kind of make do and mend. What I've decided to do is sort of turn this idea of having a doll's house on its head, because as a child, usually you have the house, you kind of decorate it, you put furniture in it, you kind of start building this idea of how you would want to be as an adult and this idea of a perfect life as a grown-up. But in my house, you've got these figures sort of trying to kind of hang on in there or struggle or get out of oppressive situations. And it also touches a little bit on race as well, because the house is white in colour, and it's got black figures in it.
Is there something special about this fair in that it does have an identity in a sense? It's about African art. Is there something nice about having that kind of space where you're with other African artists?
As an artist, it's great to get the exposure from the art fair, but also personally, being based in London, it was actually difficult for me to kind of find artists and artworks that I could connect with a lot more. And I realized that a lot of the sort of artists based in Africa or from the diaspora tend to make work that deals with the same similar issues. So in terms of actually getting a peer group sort of ready for me to kind of connect with, I think this art fair has actually been quite a wonderful kind of outlet for that for me.
Now to Madagascar and the seventh artist in our Africa Beats music series. Lalan Java has an astonishing voice, as you're about to hear, deep and bluesy. And your music, though rooted in Madagascar, is influenced by jazz, trance and Afrobeat. Her lyrics draw attention to the issues faced by her homeland, including poverty, instability, corruption and a devastating rate of deforestation. She's accompanied in this song by her brothers, Pata and Dozy, and her cousin, Christian Revelison, all of whom are respected musicians in Belgium, where they now live.
Cette chanson, elle parle de la richesse.
This song talks of the richness of everything that happened in my life when I was a child in Madagascar. It talks about love, it talks about the beauty of the island. We have serious problems of deforestation, and I'm inviting people to come to hurry up and see. If you don't react quickly, everything will disappear.
Tout va disparaître. Nous sommes 15 dans la famille, tous musiciens.
We are 15 in the family, all musicians. We were very poor, but we received lots of love from our parents. With music, you can survive anything. You can get through anything.
On peut passer à tout. Nous avons grandi dans la région du sud-ouest.
We grew up in the southwest of Madagascar. And in this region, we practice the vocal technique called bec. Bec is what? It's blues. And blues is what? It's joy. It's pain. You cannot pretend when you are singing bec.
L'important pour moi, c'est de trouver son
identité. The important thing for me is to find your identity. It's not to be like anyone else, but it's important to be careful. Music mustn't lose its roots.
Il faut pas déraciner ta musique.
Lalan Java from Madagascar, bringing to an end this week's Art Beat Africa. Thanks for listening and join us again next week for more cultural inspiration from across the continent. If you can't wait, you can also find arts and cultural stories throughout the week on our Facebook, Twitter and Google Plus pages. Our username is BBC Africa. I'm Kim Chakaneta. Bye for now.